Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire. Let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 25, Psalm 32, Ecclesiastes 8, and 2 Timothy 4. Now today, I woke up tired, as I've been grinding hard lately and haven't gotten as much sleep as I should. But today, even in my exhaustion, I woke up with a bit less weight on my shoulders, it seemed. In the wake of the George Floyd verdict and feeling like on this side of heaven, justice for black people is now a thing, there was a sigh of relief. When there has been an extended period of time where you've been under duress, stress, anxiety-producing situations, or simply heavy work, when that season ends, there's an exhale, as literal relief comes. God promises to be that relief for his people. In yesterday's episode, we discussed how the Lord is our refuge, a place of rest. And today we are reminded in Leviticus that God's rest and relief is not only for his people, but for all of his creation, as he gives the people instructions for allowing the land to experience Sabbath every 7 years. Leviticus 25, 3 through 4 says this, "For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard." All work of the land was to stop in the seventh year, just like daily work stopped on the seventh day. This was an even greater reminder to the people that the Lord is their provider and that they must trust in him to truly experience the blessing of rest, relief, and restoration that he offers to all creation. This year of rest was symbolic for the spiritual rest which all believers have through Christ. And in Deuteronomy 15, there's a bit more detail offered to the action and spirit of the Sabbath year as their relationship to the poor is stressed through the generosity that should be shown amongst the people, especially during this year. In Deuteronomy 15, 1 and 2, it says, "At the end of every 7 years you shall grant a release," that's that sabbatical year, "and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor shall release what he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, his brother, because of the Lord's release has been proclaimed." It speaks of being open-handed with the poor and with releasing slaves and providing for them generously as you release them, as a reflection of the generosity the Lord has given them and being the great releaser and redeemer that he has been to them. It says in verse 15, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this today." But then back in Leviticus, we move from this conversation of the sabbatical year to the great year of Jubilee that's to occur on the 50th year. Similarly to the rhythm of the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost that we mentioned back in episode 109, we see this pattern of seven and seven, the sabbatical years every 7 years, and every seven sabbatical years, there then comes the year of Jubilee, a year of even greater release. And it begins on the Day of Atonement on the 50th year, which that's what Pentecost means, 50. And he says in verse 10, "And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, when each of you shall return to his property and each of you shall return to his clan." This is significant, you guys, because it was a reset for the people. If they had fallen into significant debt, it reset the ledger. If they had to sell their family lands, they had an opportunity to redeem them. If they had become destitute, even if by their own ignorant dealings, they had an opportunity for that state in life to be redeemed. This was God establishing a way that people would experience a foretaste of his grace and the release that he offers eternally, here and now. So they don't have to wait until heaven to receive some of it. This would be a reason for great rejoicing. This would be a day worthy of loud trumpets for those who had been marginalized for many years. When Jesus entered into ministry, he proclaimed in essence that I am the Jubilee. I am the great eternal release. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Today, let us look upon this great pattern of sevens, that number of perfection and completion, and upon God's ordinances of rest and trust in him. And let us see Jesus as the great rest that is promised us. Let us determine to live life in light of this Jubilee, open-handed, ever resting, ever releasing, ever rejoicing, knowing that in Christ, our Jubilee, we have no need to fear, but always reason to celebrate. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of Christ and for the rest in Christ, Lord God, and we thank you that through him, we have the power to not only rejoice, but to receive rest, to give rest, to receive release, to give release, Lord God, that we can live life as though we are in Jubilee, because that is what it means to be under the blood of Jesus in the new covenant, to be people of the Jubilee, Lord God. Let us live with that reality today. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that's today's episode. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know how I can be praying for you. Leave a comment over there. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate this on iTunes and share it so everyone else can be blessed. And go, be blessed and be a blessing. And I'll see you here tomorrow. Peace.